I would like to call to order the Board of Trustees Personnel Committee meeting at 5:30 on July 19th, 2022. Item number two, adoption of the agenda for this meeting. Are there any changes or questions for the agenda? No? Is there a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Second? I'll second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the minutes from the May 17, 2022 meeting. Does anyone have any questions or changes to the minutes? Nothing. Is there a motion to accept?
I'll move that.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, technical services position description revisions. I believe Karen has some updates and information.
Yes. I have Jamie here with me to help tell the story because this is her department. In the position descriptions that you have in front of you, is the existing technical services aide and technical services clerk positions. What we're proposing is that we merge these two positions into one at the clerk level. Because of turnover, even though this would increase the pay for the existing technical services aides, this would be budget neutral because we have some vacant positions right now, and we have had people who are higher on the pay scale than what we would be putting on the people on the pay scale right now. And one of the reasons this makes sense is that technical services aide position is one of those positions that starts at $10.77 an hour, and that's something we've talked about at the board level before, about trying to find ways to move positions up within that pay scale, because we recognize that that is not sustainable long term. The other thing that's happened in technical services is this is the department that handles the new book orders. So how things come in has changed since the pandemic. We used to have more of a steady stream of workflow, and that has changed over time because the publishing cycles have changed, and we don't always know when things are coming. There's a lot of more peaks and ebbs and peaks within that workflow. So this allows people to do the work that's in front of them instead of waiting for the right person to do this part of the task and then passing it on to do the next part of the task. And it keeps that backlog kind of moving more smoothly. Is there anything you'd want to add to that, Jamie?
I think that you covered it. There's no industry that hasn't experienced supply chain demands, and the publishing industry is no different. We haven't changed the way we're ordering, but the way that materials come has changed. So things are back ordered, things are delayed, or publication dates are pushed out. And so it can become a little bit of a feast or famine. You can think of a seesaw, and with the workflow segmented, it means that one group of staff is inundated with work, and then it moves in a clump to the next group of staff. And this would allow us to have more continuity of the work, and it also will allow staff to grow their skills and have a little bit more variety in their tasks. So I think the flexibility would be a great asset.
I would also add that the technical services clerk position is a union position. The technical services aide position is a non-union position. We have had a meeting with the union representative. They're aware of the change, and they were in support of it when we met. If you look on page 39 later in the packet, that is our full pay range. So you can see that the technical services aide is at pay grade 6, starting at 1077. The technical services clerk, we would be moving those aides up into pay grade 10 at 1321. So still below that $15 an hour mark that you hear a lot about, but it is a significant bump for the existing staff.
If I may, Madam Chair, what type of person, what type of degree, or what for 1077 an hour? What?
That's entry level position for us. And, you know, we have a very overqualified library aid staff, regardless of what department they're in. They're really dedicated folks generally. We have had some challenges in filling positions, and in the branches, what we've been doing is instead of posting those library aid jobs, we've been combining the hours and posting it as an assistant opening instead, knowing that that position starts at $17 an hour and we're more likely to fill it. We've had some success. Some positions are still hard to fill out in the branches, even at that pay rate.
Any other questions?
Randy raises a good point, though. This is somewhat more tangentially related. If you think of this as an entry-level position, no problem there. At Stearns, we're our IS director retired, and we're not filling the position immediately because we want to decide, in essence, what that position needs when it grows up. What kind of skills does the new director or the new person heading that department of what direction could they take the entire organization? I don't know that this is as big an impact on the entire GRL system, but maybe I'm missing the point. Maybe I'm assuming I know what's going on and I don't. I don't know. Is this a consideration in this slot?
We have vacant aid positions. Are hours open that we are holding open right now to determine what needs to be filled after this change is made. So this evaluation we were in a position where we could actually evaluate what it was like to have a clerk, only clerks in the role, because we had an extended leave of absence of a full-time employee. And so we did promote the aides on a temporary basis into that clerk role just to see what would happen to the workflow. And that's one of the reasons we moved this forward in front of the board. That worked very well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was just one to follow along with that. So you're not suggesting that we're getting rid of the technical services position yet. We're just not filling it, or are we not going to have that as a position anymore?
We would not have a technical services aid position anymore. Those duties are rolled into the changes in that clerk.
And we're just not. So we're just.
It'll just be a clerk. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll still have aides, though. There's circulation aides, there's summer reading program aides, there's library aides, there's distribution aides.
Yes.
There's talk of creating a new aide. So, you know, we're still filling the job. And what we haven't really solved is there is a need for some of that entry-level work to be done. And so what do we do with it if it really is just entry-level work?
Yeah, what do we want that to be?
This department's slightly different, though, because it is so specialized in handling the orders. And it creates a start and stop workflow with multiple positions handling the same book effectively.
Yeah. This will help eliminate multiple touch points, which will be helpful, and it will move materials through more quickly without having so many bottlenecks, just because somebody isn't in the quote-unquote right role to perform the work.
Any other questions? Is there a motion to approve the revisions?
I'll motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, Human Resources and Accounting Reorganization. Karen.
Yes. This one's a bigger impact change, like we were talking about earlier. We did hold Julie Schmitz's position open for a full month to see what would happen if we tried to merge accounting and HR. What we found out was accounting and HR are very different departments, and while payroll had a lot of intersection with accounting, payroll has a lot of hard deadlines. You have to have ADP, their information, in order to get people paid on Friday. You have to have the money in the bank account the right times in order for people to get paid on Friday. On the flip side, HR has a lot of unpredictable, intermittent, reactive work. All of a sudden, a whole department's got COVID. Oh, well, that didn't actually happen, but all of a sudden, someone's got COVID. All of a sudden, the job vacancy has happened. All of a sudden, somebody needs a leave. All of a sudden, somebody needs a situation with legal counsel. So, like, it's really hard to have high-priority things coming all to one person, is what we found. And so we decided to move forward with that HR position as is and posted that. And we just closed the advertisement today. But what we are proposing is that payroll move back into the accounting department, which was how the departments were structured back in 2013. Payroll and has been as part of HR for a while, but we have had a lot of difficulty in filling that role in the past year, having it combined in the HR generalist positions. What we're proposing is that, again, this is another budget-neutral change because of the amount of turnover we've had, that we move the accounting coordinator back up to the associate director level. If you look again on page 39, it is currently at pay grade 25. This would move it up to pay grade 29 as the associate director in human resources also is. It would give additional responsibility to Amy as the accounting coordinator. She could become that associate director because she's reassuming those payroll duties into the department. The added benefit of that is we have one more person in accounting, so it could help us with that segregation of duties finding that we keep getting hit with on the accounting and the audit every year. So our hope is that that would help mitigate some of those checks and balances that need to have in accounting by having another person in that role. And then hopefully that associate director of HR position gets filled in the next couple of weeks and we're able to move forward with that person being part of our union negotiations and things like that. So if you have other questions, I'm happy to answer them. I'm not sure how much detail you want, but that's what the proposal is in front of you today.
I do think this is a good move. I left the meeting last time with concerns about combining an accounting position and an HR position. In my mind, they sort of work at cross purposes, and to combine them, I had real serious questions, so I'm happy to see that they'll remain separate.
What would be the next step?
We're hoping to get that position filled. We're doing interviews yet this week for the HR position, so that position would get filled. Aaron Mallow would then move into this payroll generalist role rather than having the title of HR generalist, and Amy would continue to kind of coach her through her internship and grow her into the person we need to be to run our payroll and ADP. She's had a very successful, I'd say, month and a half.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're hoping. Yeah. You know, we've been really fortunate to have someone internally like Erin who wanted to kind of step up and try something new right after she graduated from college. So we're hopeful that that will work out for her.
We have someone in mind, but you do have choices.
Yeah, I mean, the HR position, we've had a lot of views on the position. We're just wrapping up interviews, and I feel like we're in a position where we can make an offer fairly soon.
So, Madam Chair, do you need a motion for both of these at the same time or separate?
You can do one, right? If you want.
One at a time.
Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the reorganization?
I'll move that.
Is there a second?
Hold on.
Oh,
Lee's not part on the committee roster, so I don't.
What?
Think
You're not technically.
I'm not part of this committee.
Personnel committee, so I'm just a know-it-all.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to.
How about somebody with some brain?
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Second. I can second it, whoever.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, personnel policy updates.
I think this is kind of the last big chunk from our LSTA grant. So if you recall, we had an LSTA grant to help us become a more inclusive workplace and also to be able to attract a more diverse candidate pool. And one of the recommendations from our consultant was to update our personnel policy related to discrimination and equal opportunity, employment opportunity. So I have the two proposals here in the packet. I have run these past legal counsel, so if you're open to this, this I've been told will be helpful in recruiting and retaining a more diverse workforce by specifically listing more people that we're trying to protect from within our discrimination policy in particular.
Questions? Changes are in blue on page 43 and 44. Be minor on 43, 44, just an addition, a couple of additions.
The top part shows in blue the changes, and the bottom part in without the blue is just the final policy.
If I may, Madam Chair, I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. Why? I mean, don't people know? You know, that we can't, we're not going to go and, hey, say all these things, yet they want this in writing and they want a part of that. I mean, times have changed so much that, but yet we're putting that in there. Is it just because of the policy or is this something that there's a statute that we have to have in there? I just look at it, it's common sense. Maybe that's, a bit, you know, it's like, we don't discriminate. I don't think we do, but I guess.
Thank you. Yeah, I think in answer to that, if you're from one of these protected classes, it makes you feel more protected if you know you're explicitly named in the policy or that it's explicitly expected that people are going to report unwelcome comment conduct or that we are dedicated to making sure this is an inclusive environment. And I think, you know, you said it. This is, it's just part of what we normally do. But I think if you're part of one of these classes, discrimination policies are really important to you. And we need all the candidates we can get right now. Okay.
Any other questions?
That being said, Madam Chair, I'll move for adoption of the changes.
Or second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, we do not have our next meeting scheduled at this time. So I don't think I have to make a motion to adjourn, right?
You can just call it adjourned if you want.
Adjourned, 5:48 p.m.